Many years ago, about 10 years ago, I went to the San Diego Zoo with my husband and stepdaughter. And we spent the whole day in the zoo looking at gorillas and all kinds of creatures. And we got on the tram to leave at the end of the day when the tram driver hopped off and started talking to other zookeepers. And when she came back on, I said, "What's going on?" Because she looked really excited. And she said, "Well, there's a giraffe about to give birth." And I said, "Can we see it? Can we watch?" And she said, yes, you can." So she did call for permission, and she drove us over there, and with about four other people, we stood about 20 feet from this giraffe, tallest creatures on earth. And I thought, how did they know that she was about to give birth? No surprise once we arrived. Out of her hiney, came two legs. So it was clear a birth was about to happen. And all I could do was think about, oh my goodness, she's by herself because they erected this fence around her so no other giraffe could get near her so that they wouldn't trample the calf, I found out. And she stood there all by herself in silence because we can't hear giraffes speak. They can hear each other, but we can't hear them. So I knew it wouldn't traumatize my 13-year-old stepdaughter because she wasn't hearing any moaning and groaning. And she was just there. We were all standing there in complete silence. And I started to think back when I had a birth of my second son. It was all natural. It was also by itself, basically. Though I was in a hospital, I was in a room all by myself with my first husband. Giraffes don't sit down, apparently. They give birth standing up. And she walked around a little bit. But you think about it, those legs started to come out and gravity was working. Well, when it was working for me, I was by myself with my first husband, and I said, "I'm about to give birth, and there's no nurse, there's no doctor, there's nobody." So I sent him out, and I said, "Find somebody. I'm about to give birth right now." And he came wandering back, and he said, "I couldn't find anybody." And I said, I screamed. I said, "Well, I made a lot of noise." So my natural birth was a bit different than this quiet birth. That doctor finally showed up for me. He stuck a pin in, the water broke, and the baby popped out. Literally one push. But for the giraffe, she stood there, and she pushed and pushed. And that calf went plop. They fall about 8 feet, 8 feet to the ground. So what does she do? Oh, my God. She started kicking it. And I'm thinking, why is she doing that? Well, she kept kicking that calf and moving over it and everything until he finally stood up on those thin, spindly legs that giraffes have. And he stood about 6 feet tall. And I remember thinking, this is just amazing. But, oh, I forgot to tell you the most amazing thing. Just when she was about to give birth, over the hill comes a group of giraffes right up to the fence. And a group of giraffes are called a tower, and that's exactly what they look like. And it came over, and one of them leaned its long neck over the fence right next to hers. And that's when the baby went plop. And then I think about silence, and I think about how the world is so full of so much noise all the time, everywhere. Women giving birth, a lot of noise. Babies crying when they're born. But remember, there's no sound that came out of this baby calf and no sound that came out of the mother. And that's what we lived through. We watched this birth. And it's something I'll never forget.